And now we're joined here on the Black Horse Pub post-game show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, it was a bit of a slow start for you guys. You find yourselves behind 2-0 in a matter of seconds. But what a comeback in this hockey game. 6 unanswered goals. And it seemed like after the 2 quick goals by Bonneville, you guys seemed to find some life and legs, and just an aggressive forecheck creates some turnovers. And you guys get some timely scoring here tonight.
Seemed like we were still on the bus for about the first 6 minutes. You know, we talk about as a coaching staff that the game of hockey is about 90% mental, 10% physical. We weren't mentally ready to start, whether that's a bad warm-up, coming off the bus. I mean, just excuses. And at the end of the day, there's no excuse against a really good team. You know, I mean, if you come out with a start like that, it's maybe 4-5-0, not just 2. But, you know, for the most part, obviously I'm happy, you know, with the 6-2 win. Happy with the way we responded. I mean, I don't know how it looked, but from where I was, and I had pretty good seats tonight. You know what? It just seemed like we were chasing the game a lot through the course of the night. Chased it off the start because of, you know, the poor execution in the first 5-6 minutes. I didn't think our centermen were very good in the faceoff circle. And then when you're losing faceoffs, now you got to defend and you got to go after the puck. So, you know, we have to do a better job of, you know, especially in a faceoff circle, winning some draws so we can establish, you know, offense a lot sooner.
Reed Morrison picks up his second hat trick of the season here, and he scores a couple nice goals. He's got, for a big guy, he's got real soft hands in front of the goal. You saw that on his third one there. But I want to talk about that shorthanded goal there. That's just a play where the defenseman seemed like he didn't even know Reed was there, and Reed just a good aggressive and heads-up play on the forecheck to create that turnover, and he buries it from in tight.
I hate to admit it, I didn't even see it.
Oh, you didn't see it?
I stepped off the bench because we were diagramming something, and then all of a sudden, all I saw was the puck was dumped down. You know, Mo went after it. I mean, that's the first thing. I mean, Mo's got the option of either staying back in our, you know, in our forecheck or going after puck. And I think the one thing that we're trying to do since the Christmas break is we're trying to play more of an upbeat, up-tempo game. We loved the gap by our defense today that just didn't give them a lot, you know, as the game wore on. But again, Mo has an opportunity, you know, to get there. Like you said, his hands are about as soft as my midsection, which is real soft. He gets that goal, and I thought that was a huge turning point. And then for us, you know, to go into the third period with a 3-2 lead, and we talk about protecting, we talk about, you know, as we get closer here, you know, to March, playing more playoff-type hockey, really like that killer instinct. You know, our power play got a couple goals. You know, we had a shorthanded one as well. So specialty teams, you know, become, you know, are under the microscope, you know, in this, you know, later on in the season. So we like where we're trending right now.
You mentioned in the pregame show you were going to throw Curtis Roach into all kinds of situations, and he looked like he didn't even miss a beat. He comes up with 3 assists here tonight, and he's playing his usual style where he's aggressive on the forecheck, picking up loose pucks, and even threw a couple big hits tonight. What did you like from Curtis?
Well, I mean, it's just good to have him, you know, in the dressing room because he's such a, you know, he's a likable kid. He's somebody that gets that instant, you know, respect from his teammates. And that's a huge void. And you don't know how much you miss somebody until you get him back. Mm-hmm. We talked about before the game is, you know, this is an acquisition by us, you know, not having to give anything up. And, you know, we feel the same way when, you know, Liam Isaac comes back and, you know, when Tommy comes back and Whitey. So Roachie probably played a little bit more than what we had hoped, but you know, we tried to manage his ice time. We continually talked to him. He let us know how the gas tank was. So now the real question is tomorrow and this turnaround, how is he going to be? So again, we'll do a good job of managing things, and hopefully we can, you know, continue on with a successful road trip. You know, our motto continually is on these 3 and 2.5 days is that first one that sets the tone for the weekend. And, you know, to get the win tonight is great. We're going into a very tough building again tomorrow. I believe they won again tonight. They're playing extremely well, so it's going to be a huge test for us.
Tom, always appreciate the time. I won't keep it too long here tonight, and congratulations on a big 6-2 win.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.